In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. The ongoing partial government shutdown has hundreds of thousands of federal workers and contractors worried about their next paycheck. Many people across the economy live paycheck to paycheck, and wages have been slow to rise even in the midst of strong economic growth. But some workers will get a bit of relief in the new year. 20 states and more than 20 cities around the country will hike their minimum wage as 2019 rolls in. Congress has kept the federal minimum wage at $7.25 an hour since 2009. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
State and local minimum wage hikes range from a 5 cents an hour inflation increase in Alaska to $2 an hour more in New York City. Michael Saltzman at the Employment Policies Institute says businesses face increasing pressure as minimum wages in some places soar to $15 an hour or higher.
The differential between local wage mandates and the federal wage mandates, the reason for concern, especially as we start to think about whether the economy is going to get weaker in the coming years.
Saltzman says businesses may cut back on hiring or relocate to places with lower minimum wages. But Yannette Lathrop at the National Employment Law Project says that's not too likely.
They won't be able to relocate because their customer base is local. They may not just go across a state line to sell a hamburger, a loaf of bread.
In 20 states, the $7.25 federal minimum wage is still the law of the land. Since it last went up a decade ago, it's lost more than 10% of its purchasing power to inflation. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.